I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Chechen rebel attacks on Beslan, Russia a year ago and Nalchik, Russia 2 weeks ago are having a negative effect on children there. After the Beslan attack, Russian ministries decided to open a youth center. That center was dedicated last week, says Russian ministry's Anita Dynica.
The whole area of the Caucasus is such a tinderbox of ethnic hatreds. That's why we're so excited about this youth center and the offerings, hope, and the gospel to people who are still suffering.
The center will offer Christian counseling, games, computers, the gospel, and much more. Meanwhile, more than 3,000 people from 10 tribes in southern Venezuela gathered in support of New Tribes Mission. Organizers say they're not against the government, but they don't agree with the announcement made October 12th by President Hugo Chavez, saying that he wanted New Tribes missionaries to leave the country. Tribal leaders say missionaries have helped indigenous people with medical needs, education, and more. Pray that God would allow New Tribes an opportunity to meet with Chavez. And the challenges are immense, but the desire to reach out with the gospel is even greater. Young Life is making it a priority to reach young people on Native American reservations with the gospel. It's not going to be easy, though. Young Life's Gail Ebersole describes the challenges they're facing.
The suicide rate is huge. The poverty is huge. The alcoholism is just overwhelming. I never go to one of the reservations and don't leave crying. The main challenge is, how do you tie in Native American spirituality and yet make them understand that this is about Jesus being the Son of God?
Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about what you heard today, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage is also found at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.